Hello and welcome to Love Talk. My name is Dr. Cornelius Myers, and with me as always, my big brother Teddy.
Hey, what's up?
Teddy and I, and certainly our mother, are not only excited but honored to be the first conjoined twins to host a nationally syndicated radio show advising Americans on new ways to spice up their otherwise dull love lives.
It's just good to have a steady paycheck for a change.
Speak for yourself. Okay, let's go out to the phone lines and Brad. Hello, Brad. You're on Love Talk with Dr. Cornelius Myers and Teddy. Do you have a question?
Yes, Dr. Myers. Well, it's sort of embarrassing, but I think I'm having trouble satisfying my wife, you know, in the bedroom.
And how long has this been going on, caller?
Maybe always? I don't know.
Well, sometimes all men have to do in a relationship is change things up, you know, surprise her.
You mean like with flowers and a candlelight dinner?
Oh, no. Something physical. Ever tried a foot massage?
Yeah, I'd say I give a pretty decent foot massage, sure.
Well, try this. With one hand, rub her left foot, while with the second hand, massage her left calf.
Okay, I can do that.
Then with your third hand, what you want to do is tweak one of her nipples, and with your fourth hand, let her suck your thumb.
That always does it for us.
But I've only got two hands.
Oh, wait, I guess you do.
Yeah, that's not even the expression he's using there.
Well, I guess my only advice, Brad, then, is Bath and Body Works and maybe a dinner at the Melting Pot.
Good luck.
But
let's go to Roy on line two. Roy, welcome to Love Talk.
Yeah, Dr. Myers, my wife and I, well, let's just say we're pretty adventurous in the bedroom, you know what I mean. But our appetites, well, they still remain wild.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Well, that's what we thought. But what I guess I'm wondering here, is it possible to run out of position?
Well, I highly doubt it.
Have you tried the Gorton's Fisherman?
The what?
Well, I don't necessarily like Teddy's glossary of terms, but it is a pretty effective method. What you do is you position yourself behind your wife while she faces away on her hands and knees, leaving your hands free to please her in other ways.
Wait. I don't get it. That sounds like doggy style. Why is it called the Gorton's Fisherman?
Oh, because your conjoined twin then reaches up with his hand to hook her mouth with his fingers, turning her head around and forcing her to watch the action.
Oh, and plus I always wear a rain slicker that is yellow when we do it.
Hood up.
Right.
I can't possibly do that.
Well, I guess there are always other options. Toys, I guess.
Yeah, why don't you just buy her a new vacuum cleaner, you loser?
But
thanks for the call. Let's go to Ed. He is on line four. Hello, Ed.
Yes, Dr. Myers. My girlfriend says I don't use my hands enough. I got advice. I'd like to surprise her with a couple of new tricks.
Well, we do something we like to call switchboard operator. That's when you take three fingers and you...
Then with your other hand, yeah. You know, like you were tracing it on a paper plate to make a turkey.
That, of course, leaves you with two hands to...
And to... Like you were B.B. King or something.
But I've only got 10 fingers.
Fine. You know what? Just buy her a new house coat and take her to the old spaghetti factory like you normally do.
Sometimes I wonder why we even try, Corny.
Well, that's all the time we have today for Love Talk. Join us again next week when we'll discuss a position we like to refer to as the fleshy falafel.
No. It's called the stuffed pita.
The stuffed pita. All those years of attending medical school and you didn't pick up a damn thing, did you?
Hey, I'm the one with street smarts. Even Mom says that.
Love Talk is paid for by a grant from TACT, the Texas Association for Conjoined Twins.